Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Cowboys Lions tomorrow night on this station. Bobby flying out with the team after the show. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Hey guys, how we doing? It's not as much fun to talk to you guys. I dig the Friday show.
Why?
I think you guys are better on Friday. I think you guys kind of think on Wednesday.
Oh, God. Hey, we just put you in our power rankings as a top five team in the
top four
team in the NFL. RJ and I did, but Bobby didn't, just so you know.
Shocker. Hey, Bobby, you just lost your seat on the plane, buddy.
Shoddy, I'm trying to make sure that the guys don't feel themselves too much. You know how I actually feel about the team.
I like that. That's fair.
Now, you said at the end of the game.
Hang on, Coach, were you responsible, by the way, we know you love to golf, but were you responsible for anything on the Thanksgiving table? Can Brian Schottenheimer cook it all?
The answer to that is absolutely not. My wife is an amazing cook. She'll kill me for saying that she doesn't cook a lot. I don't know why. We end up door dashing and things like that, but she's an incredible cook. We did have a very nice meal that she prepared, and I love her for that.
Nice answer.
So, Shoddy, you at the end of the game, we saw the locker room speech, and you had the quote. You said, the heartbeat of this team is different. What do you feel like you've learned or maybe reinforced about the character of your football team the last 3 weeks?
Well, I think it goes back, guys. And, again, it goes back to the tragedy of losing Marshawn. And, you know, again, I've talked a lot about this, but, I mean, you know, it's amazing how it happened. And we were all spread out all over the country, and it wasn't until we came back together the following Monday, you know, it happened on a Wednesday, and that we got a chance to be back together. And I immediately just felt, you know, the true love for one another. That's one of the things we talk about, is our team's going to be driven by our competitive spirit and love for one another. But like, this tragedy has really united this group in a different way, and I think something that is way bigger than the 2025 season. I think it's something that's going to have to be, you know, looked at, you know, over the course of our lives. And the physicality and violence that we're playing with right now, and the passion that we're playing with right now, is just so enjoyable for me as a coach to watch. And when you turn on our film, that's who we want to be. And so I'm just really proud of these guys with how hard they've worked.
Coach, the Lions are struggling more than last year. What are you seeing from them that is different overall as a team compared to 15-2 last season?
Yeah, I'm not falling for the bait there, brother. I've seen Jahmyr Gibbs, and I've seen him go 70 yards in like a millisecond, and I've seen Hutchinson rip around edges. And again, don't get caught up in the records, man. This is a really good football team. But I will say this, like, when you watch these guys on offense, it's the team speed. I mean, the speed of Gibbs and Jameson Williams, and the accuracy and just the poise of Jared Goff, the offensive line. They're beat up a little bit right now. But, man, you know, Penei Sewell, what an elite player he is. And, they're missing a few pieces. And then on defense, it's been really fun to see, you know, Kelvin Shepard put his, you know, identity on this thing. They're playing a ton of base defense. I love the linebackers, Campbell, Anzalone, I think those guys are great. You know, McNeil, one of their interior D tackles, he really wrecked the game for us last year. So, again, I don't get caught up in records. You know that. We're better than a 6-5-1 football team, and I think they're better than a 7-5 football team. It's just where we stand right now, and that's real. But, again, I don't look at that stuff like maybe some people do.
Can you tell a difference, though, in how Dan calls the plays versus a Ben Johnson run offense?
No, I mean, there's still a commitment to run the football. I think there's still a commitment for the play-action passing game. I think, you know, both guys are creative. Not really. Again, I do think that, you know, they've been beat up a little bit, you know, again, been a little bit of a, you know, they got the rookie, you know, guard that's playing, and, you know, we'll see what happens with Amon St. Brown. And, again, I just, not really. I mean, I think they're really good, and it's funny because, and I get it, you know, I understand the business, but I think they scored 40 points, and then Dan, you know, took over the play calling duties, which, again, he did it for a reason. I think the next week they put up, you know, 40 points again and 500 yards or rushed for 250 yards or something like that. But, again, I think that more than anything, I see the identity of their football team takes after Dan's personality.
Brian Schottenheimer joined us here, 105.3. The Fan, part of that identity is going for it on fourth down. He does that a lot. When you're playing a team where you know they're going for it on fourth, like basically all the time, do you get caught up in wanting to match that or try to play against that? How does that, you know, kind of weigh into your decisions on fourth down? If it
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Cool.
Yeah, well, I think the first thing you say is, okay, on the defensive side of the ball, what we do is we carry a few more third down calls, right? Because you realize that, you know, really, if you're a team that does what they do quite a bit, which is go for it on fourth down, third down is really more like second down. You basically are awarded 2 second downs, and so you got to carry a few more calls that you like because you're going to more than likely have, you know, somewhere from 3 to 6, you know, fourth down attempts that they're going to go for it. And then on our side, no, I'm not. I don't get caught up in, oh, hey, these guys go for it a lot, so we're going to show them that, hey, we're more aggressive than them. I think you look at each situation differently and uniquely, and based on the time of the game and the situation and how we're playing, that all factors into the decision you want to make.
Have you felt since the trade deadline and the bye that you've, with improved defense, you felt less pressure to score on every drive?
You know, again, I will say this, man. I think our defense has really they're playing really well right now, and I think why. You know, people have asked me that question, well, what's the difference? And everyone wants to point to Quinnen or Logan or this and that. And it's, you know, defense, man, is all about the 11 guys, and we're communicating better right now. We're playing with better eyes. And I do think that we are definitely controlling the line of scrimmage. I think that's great. I love how competitive we're playing on the edges right now. You know, with Vaughn, you know, Rebel and Deron Bland. And I just think that it's – and then there's a confidence, guys. I mean, it's real. I mean, you know, you win a game in Vegas, and then you come back and you spot a division opponent, you know, that's leading the division. You spot them 21 points. You just keep playing. And then you turn around a couple days later, and you're a little bit sleep deprived and tired, and you go play one of the best teams over the last 10 years in the league. And I think there's a confidence that's pulled from that, and that's where we're, you know, we're playing with a lot of confidence right now. We don't, you know, and same thing. I mean, we didn't start the Kansas City game off very good. Interception, third play of the game, and then I think it took them three plays to go score. But what I love about this guy, about this group, is again the way that they just keep playing and the way they just keep going. They don't get caught up in the scoreboard, and I love that, because that's what I think that winning requires in the National Football League.
Brian Schottenheimer right here on 105.3 The Fan. You mentioned Logan. I think he's kind of gotten lost in some of our discussions with all the other defensive storylines as of late. Has he brought what you anticipated? What has Logan Wilson brought? Has he met your expectations so far?
Yeah, he's been great. And, you know, honestly, I'll say this in a very positive way towards Logan. But, you know, he's pushed Kenneth Murray. Kenneth is playing really well right now. But what I love about Logan, man, is, again, he dissects. He sees things really, really well. Here's a guy that, you know, came in here, and he's, you know, former captain in Cincinnati. And he just wants to fit in and play and help us win. And but, yes, the answer to the question is absolutely, both on and off the field, Logan has been great, just like Quinnen. And, again, we're so blessed to have both those guys.
Shoddy, during this three-game winning streak, your opponents have scored on 86% of their first quarter drives, but then that number plummets to 21% from the second quarter on. What have you guys been able to do differently, or how have you guys managed to settle in after those first quarters and really stayed headstrong and responded the right way on defense?
Yeah, again, I think it starts with the adjustments that Flus and the staff have been able to make. I think, you know, you always go into a plan of a game and say, okay, hey, we're going to do X, Y, Z. The other thing that you know is very true is every offensive coach in the league. I'd be shocked if anybody doesn't. They've all got openers, so you kind of got to weather the storm a little bit in the openers, and they're going to test you. And part of building an opening script, guys, is to figure out, okay, well, how are they going to handle this personnel grouping, 11, 12, 22, whatever? How are they going to handle these formations? So the biggest thing I would just say is that the adjustments have been really good, but our guys play hard. They play physical for 60 minutes, knowing that it's going to be a 60-minute game and knowing that it's going to come down to the fourth quarter.
Coach, do way more adjustments take place within the quarters than at halftime?
Yeah, I mean, the halftime, other than when Post Malone's playing. Yeah, I guess that's a little longer halftime. You make a lot more adjustments as the game's going, because halftime's really quick, and really you guys would be shocked. I mean, guys come in and guys have to go in and they got to get things fixed and treated and retaped, and there's a couple quick things made, adjustments by position groups, but it does go fast. It is an ongoing thing, and there's more adjustments definitely made during the course of a game than probably even at halftime.
Brian Schottenheimer joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. Shotty, you've talked about your love for Trayvon Diggs, your belief in him as a player. What are your expectations for him moving forward as he kind of gears up to come back?
Yeah, just continue to do what he's been doing. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, you know, he's an unbelievable talent. And, you know, this is something that we're excited about, you know, trying to get him back. And we'll kind of see how that plays out. And it's been a good start. But, again, he is only 1 week back into it, so we'll see. But just doing everything right, and we're playing really good defense right now. And you get a chance to add another tremendous player like Trayvon. I think that's nothing but a big boost for you. And, again, I just, like I said, I can't sing praises for him enough. And, again, he's doing everything he can to get back to where he's feeling and playing great.
Has he had a little bit more challenging time maybe adjusting to your style and way of doing things versus previous regimes?
I don't know. I mean, that's a fair question for Trayvon. I mean, I'm not going to ask it. I think, you know, Trayvon and I have a really good relationship. But, you know, like I said, some people don't like people that have real, authentic, hard conversations. I love Trayvon, and I think there's definitely a mutual respect there. And, the thing that I would say is it's a little bit like, you know, my wife and I, or my kids and I, there's sometimes that they say things to me and I'm like, whoa, okay, I didn't really appreciate your delivery there or what you said. And I think that happens at times in this business, and it's all about being a family and having a love and a respect for one another. But I would hope so.
Shotty, you know, Jadeveon Clowney, he's been DNP the first couple days. what's his outlook for the game and just the impact that he's made for you guys on defense and the way he's played in the last few weeks?
Yeah, unbelievable, man. Really, he's, just this guy. I mean, what can you say about this guy? And it's not just the way he plays on the field, because he's always been a very talented player, but the absolute strain and finish and the way he's running to the ball is just different, man. And I also love the way he's impacting our young players like Donovan Asaraku and Jay Toa and guys like that. I mean, just the knowledge he's impacting on those guys I think is great. And we're going to take it up to game time and see. As a veteran, he's earned the right to do that, and we'll get him out there early before the game and see how he does. But hopefully he can play, and if not, next man up type of deal. But playing great football right now.
Last one, Coach. 47-9 last year. We asked Jerry about this yesterday. They messed up his birthday. I think we had to suffer the wrath of that.
Yeah, we did.
In our follow-up radio interview. But we asked Jerry, when is the last time, I know you're not going to answer whether you have revenge on your mind for tomorrow night. When's the last time you were coaching or where that factored in, where you're like, okay, if we get a chance here, you can take it back to any level you want. If you're willing to answer, you're like, okay, if I get a chance here, I'm going to stick it to him.
Yeah, it usually doesn't work out well for me. The last time I remember feeling that way is when I left the Jets and I went to St. Louis. And we that was the plan going into the game. And I think the game ended up turning out the other way. I think it was a beat down by the Jets against the Rams, like 40-10. But I was like, going into the game, man, we're going to show these guys, man. I should still be there, whatever, whatever, whatever. And then sure enough, I looked up at the scoreboard. I was like, man, maybe they made the right decision. it couldn't get much worse than this. So I don't really look at things that way, man. And that's why I'm every week's its own championship opportunity. But it's going to be a hell of a game. And, we're looking forward to playing it.
Thank you, Coach. We appreciate the time. Best of luck tomorrow night.
All right. Thanks, guys. Take care.
Brian Schottenheimer, head coach of the Dallas Cowboys, brought to you by Black Rifle Coffee Company, the official coffee of the Dallas Cowboys. So, sounds like Clowney could be a question mark. What are the Cowboys' best options at defensive end if Jadeveon Clowney is unable to go tomorrow night? Bobby has it, and below the belt, next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.